This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news for WGXC for Saturday, August 16th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Brian Nearing in the Albany Times-Union reports that while unemployment rates in Greene and Columbia counties stayed flat in July 2014, the jobless rate fell in five Capital Region counties. Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Schenectady, and Schoharie all had drops in unemployment in the last month, while Greene and Columbia counties remained at 6.1% and 4.8% respectively. Dutchess County had a 5.3% level, and Ulster County came in at 6.1% unemployed. Columbia County had the fifth lowest level in New York. Statewide, the unemployment rate was also unchanged at 6.6% in July, remaining at its lowest level since November 2008. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Perry Teasdale in the Columbia paper writes an editorial about the Weekly's coming website updates. Quote, the idea is to expand online before Google, Facebook, and Amazon merge into a single company that feeds us, walks our virtual dogs, and fills out our election ballots, unquote, Teasdale writes, without any details of what those changes may entail. Currently, quote, over the last 30 days, Google tells us that our website had 6,466 unique visitors, 25,367 page views, not including our Facebook traffic, unquote, he writes, noting that may be a quarter of Columbia County households. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. After WGXC's satellite mini pledge drive 2 weeks ago raised almost $1,000, WGXC acquired a new rack mount remote unit with a small table attached, which will allow for remote broadcast throughout the Hudson Valley. The unit was hooked up at the Catskill Community Center earlier this week, where Peter Krug and Jill Sutton hosted the WGXC afternoon show with it on August 12th. On September 1st, the station will wheel it over to its new home at the Catskill Library. There it will host several shows on the community radio station, but also sometimes it will be wheeled away for remote broadcasts.
And dinner. February.
Daily Freeman reports that WMHT-TV will air the broadcast premiere of the independent film To Be Forever Wild, made in the Hudson Valley at 7:30 p.m. on August 20th. The film chronicles people the filmmakers met and the places they visited and discovered in the Catskill Mountains while the filmmakers were staying at a small red cabin once owned by Jack London and now loaned to artists by the Catskill Center. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Saturday, August 16th, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Saturday with a high near 73. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, mainly after 11 p.m. with a low around 56. Sunday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before noon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 73 and a low around 54. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 76. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.